stories that are currently in circulation. Obviously, you can go the homepage or a variety of other places as well. But, you know, the Rotator has featured stories on the homepage. That's good information. The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. That's good stuff. The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto, the history, this historical evolution of communitarian thinking, which is a fantastic must-read by Nikki and Nikki Rapana and Nordica Friedrich. And Nordica, the Nikki's mini-me, basically. But it's essential reading. This is probably something that we should talk about on today's broadcast too, and going forward. What is happening? It's not a short read by any means, but it's very informative. So you can see that both obviously on the Rotator and on the feed. You know, the one of the stories that's circulating widely, I'll touch on today, obviously, is also in the Rotator there. You'll see House Democrats stage childish college-style sit-in for gun control. That in contrast to that's just unbelievable. Other disturbing stories that I see. The other story, the CNN story, I suppose, in contrast to that, the other side of the aisle. But again, it's just, it's that Hegelian dialectical conflict that's shaping up. You got House Dems staging the sit-in, CNN story, sit-in spurs late-night clash on House floor. It's not really a clash. It's all staged. It's all good theater. You know, and to kind of put that in context, perhaps, a friend of mine yesterday asked me, how do you explain, you know, what's your take on Putin? Is he a good guy? Is he playing the good guy? What's happening? He, you know, he says so many things, as this friend would say, so many things that make sense, so many things that are right. It's hard to, you know, when he seems to be the only adult in the room, which is true, he seems to be the only adult in the room on many occasions. How do you explain that? And I said, well, I think, you know, it's just good theater. It's WWF stuff, and it's good theater. And he said, yeah, but still, you know, how do you explain that he's saying all of these things? How do you not believe him when he's saying these? How do you not just, you know, he's saying what America said 70 years ago. And I said, well, it's just his day. It's his time to be, to play Hulk Hogan. That's his moment. So, kind of the way it seems. Anyway, so CNN story, GOP fails to stop Democrats' gun protest sit-in on House floor. GOP fails to stop Democrats' gun protest sit-in on the House floor. Just a ridiculous bunch of nonsense, you know. Facts don't matter. Reality doesn't matter. All that seems to matter is the propaganda, the hype. It's pretty ridiculous. It's pretty absurd. And I suppose what I mean by that in the simplest of terms is when it comes to arms in America, again, there should be no discussion. There should be no room for discussion. Anyone who approaches the Second Amendment to discuss it should be viewed with a an overwhelming degree of skepticism and distrust, quite frankly. And no one is exempt from this discussion, including Donald Trump. And we'll get to that here in a second. You know, NRA, controlled opposition, Donald Trump meeting with the NRA to say, well, you know, maybe if you're on a list, yeah. Who decides? You know? And speaking of that, another story that I'll touch on here in a second. The another CNN story, actually. Wisconsin Republican Representative Sean Duffy talking about the sit-in, said this isn't about guns. That's a CNN headline. GOP congressman, this isn't about guns. And maybe we'll play the excerpts on that. But this is, it's interesting. You know, we have this contrived staged conflict about a contrived staged conflict. Duffy rebuked House Democrats who are demanding a vote on legislation that would prevent suspects on the no-fly list from purchasing firearms. Now, and continuing, saying the proposal was ineffective and that the focus should be on terrorism, not gun control. How does this list work? How do you get off it? Duffy said, criticizing Democrats' proposal and noting people had been mistakenly put on the list. Exactly. That's a reasonable conversation, he said. But Cuomo pressed Duffy on House Republicans' unwillingness to take up either gun control legislation or craft a new agreement that would clarify the U.S. military mission against terrorist organizations such as ISIS. You know, if we just start in Virginia, you know, Langley, Arlington, you know, we could probably get a lot accomplished as far as rooting out terrorism, but both foreign and domestic, if you follow my drift. But I digress. It's interesting. You know, the pruning of evil will not result in anything remotely productive or beneficial for the vast majority of the American people, or really anyone anywhere. So, you know, that little area over in, you know, Langley, McLean, Arlington, Bethesda, that little neck of the woods, that would be a good place to start if we want to root out terrorism, but I digress. So, Cuomo pressed Duffy. We have this discussion. We have the Democrat sit-in, the House Dem sit-in, which is ridiculous. 20 hours or whatever. And you know, Cuomo said to Duffy, you just made a good point. You're not having that conversation. And he pointed to the House Republicans' decision to adjourn until July 5th. It's interesting. Yeah, do you get the feeling when you see this stuff happening that, like Rahm Emanuel said, you never let, you know, perfectly good, never want a serious crisis to go to waste, that Wall Street Journal, yeah, opportunities of crisis is what Wall Street Journal titled it. Opportunities of crisis. Unbelievable. I mean, that's some hubris right there, you know? Unbelievable. The opening moments of that remark. In fact, maybe we should just play that real quick.
you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. I think America as a whole in 1973 and 1974, not just my view, but obviously the administration, missed the opportunity to deal with the energy crisis that was before us. For a long time, our entire energy policy came down to cheap oil. This is an opportunity. What used to be long-term problems, be they in the healthcare area, energy area, education area, fiscal area, tax area, regulatory reform area, things that we had postponed for too long that were long-term are now immediate and must be dealt with. And this crisis provides the opportunity for us, as I would say, the opportunity to do things that you could not do before.
So there you go. Never let a perfectly good crisis go to waste. An opportunity to do things you could not do before. And so you have to strike while the iron is hot, which is why folks like you see folks like CNN's Chris Cuomo critical of Congressman Sean Duffy when he was on CNN. You know, it's interesting that CNN's Chris Cuomo would press. And when you think about it, any sensible person might question the fact that there is kind of a surreptitious, which seems to be a word that is I'm fond of these days, but I think it's fitting. There seems to be a surreptitious nature to the legislation that just gets pulled out of the drawer at the opportune moment. Rahm Emanuel says we never want to let a perfectly good crisis go to waste. That was almost 10 years ago. And this is, we operate on an emergency response or a crisis management, which is an oxymoron, mindset. Someone needs to give these people a copy of Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He says we're not supposed to live in a crisis management environment. That's just not smart thinking. That's a recipe for disaster. Anyway, maybe that's why Steve Covey has fallen out of favor in recent years. But so back to some of the big stories that are provocative and disturbing. I'll just touch on some of these other headlines. You know, I mentioned the GOP fails to stop. We should listen to some of these clips. We'll get to that coming up here. Some of the disturbing stories that we'll touch on. Another CNN story report: China's still harvesting organs from prisoners at a massive scale. It's so massive that even the fudged numbers are it's very massive, and that's tragically unfortunate. And I say to that, remember the mobile execution ban story from about 10 years ago that rattled through the mainstream press? China was using mobile execution vans. These were new production, you know, assembly line vans, mobile execution vans. They were driving people. This story doesn't mention those vans, but I would assume without looking any further, they're still making a practice of using those because it was an efficient way, obviously, to drive prisoners essentially to the transplant and, harvest the organs on location, so to speak. Pretty sick stuff. We'll be right back. Stick around more after this break.
taken a pill that can improve your focus, your memory.
Are you still looking for that one iodine? Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Crazy stories. Mobile execution ban, sir. It's interesting. The CNN story vilifies a number of countries, not just China, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Pakistan, which is kind of interesting for executions. And so, you know, report China's still harvesting organs from prisoners at a massive scale. You know, I just wonder, just out of curiosity, if I do a search for mobile execution vans, Google says I should look in China too. Yeah, Daily Mail 2009, that's one of the stories. China's high-tech death ban, where criminals are executed and then organs sold on the black market. You know, it's hard to, executed and sold on the black market. I think it's, you know, more mainstream than sold on the black market. So, you know, that story was interesting. So back in 2009, China's high-tech death ban, where criminals are executed and then their organs are sold on the black market. Death will will come soon for Jiang Yang, a corrupt local planning official with a taste for the high life. Yang solicited money from businessmen eager to expand China's economic boom, showering gifts on his mistress, known as Madame Tang. Yikes, I can hear the jokes already. The unmarried official took more than $1 million pounds in bribes from entrepreneurs wanting permission to build skyscrapers on land which had previously been protected from development. But Yang, a portly, bespectacled figure, was caught by the Chinese authorities during a purge on corrupt local officials last year. He confessed and was sentenced to death. China executed 1,715 people last year, so one more death would hardly be remarkable, but there will be nothing ordinary about Yang's death by lethal injection unless he wins an appeal. After trials of the mobile execution service were launched, so he will draw his final breath strapped inside a vehicle that has been specially developed to make executions more cost-effective and efficient, and chilling echoes of the gas wagon project pioneered by the Nazis to slaughter criminals, the mentally ill, and Jews. This former member of the China People's Party will be handcuffed to a so-called humane bed and executed inside a gleaming new high-tech mobile death van. So a gleaming new high-tech mobile death van is used to harvest markets on the black market. That's kind of an absurd headline. It's about as absurd as the one that I saw in the Christian Science Monitor earlier today. What was that? $4 million. That headline was in the Christian Science Monitor. It was Antarctic carbon dioxide reaches highest levels in 4 million years. An ironic headline in the Christian Science Monitor of all publications. But not really. I mean, if you know that it's just a propaganda outlet to a front designed to target a specific audience, then it's not surprising. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This morning, the story report, China's still harvesting organs from prisoners at a massive scale. This report, as I said earlier, vilifies other countries as well. It leans primarily on the International Coalition to End Organ Pillaging in China, and the report that organization's report, which you can find at endorganpillaging.org. It's also linked in the story. Anyway, interesting, the vilification of other countries. And so just kind of skipping to the gist of the story, under the section Ghoulish and Inhumane Practice, the apparent gap in official transplant figures, the report claims, is filled by prisoners of conscience. Prisoners of conscience. According to Amnesty International, tens of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners have been arbitrarily detained since the government launched a crackdown on the practice in 1999, and the mobile death bans have been used since at least 1997. They were developed in China for this nefarious purpose. China regards Falun Gong as a cult and claims followers engage in anti-China political activities. The government considers Falun Gong a threat to its power and has detained, imprisoned, and tortured its followers, says Maya Wang, China researcher for Human Rights Watch. And so, you know, the figures, just to kind of touch on, this is sensational stuff, but it's very unfortunate. And according to Amnesty International, executions are at their highest in 25 years, which is a very sad and disturbing fact. At least 1,634 people were executed in 2015. And this is the highest number of executions recorded globally since 1989, which doesn't mean there aren't more, but on record, and that's an increase of over 50% from year over year. Almost 90% of those took place in three countries: Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Pakistan. And Saudi Arabia, you know, Wahhabism obviously comes into view. Those figures don't even include North Korea, because there's no data there. At least nine of the people put to death in 2015 were under 18 at the time of the crime. So minors, we would call them. And execution methods, again, you know, disturbing information, but and sensational. The methods include beheading, hanging, lethal injection, and shooting. Beheading, you know, primarily in Saudi Arabia. More than 20,000 people were still on death row at the end of 2015, which is disturbing. So, and the numbers, again, are significantly higher. That's those are official numbers. So the books are cooked, and that's not terribly surprising. Considering this crazy world that we live in. Anyway, other strange stories. That's a bizarre story. This story was interesting. The Guardian published a story today. 97% of global warming consensus paper surpasses 500,000 downloads. In 2013, a team of citizen science volunteers who collaborate on climate myth debunking website Skeptical Science published a paper finding a 97% expert consensus on human-caused global warming in a peer-reviewed research. And, of course, that's, you know, consensus building exercise. And the follow-up paper is the second most read. Humans are causing climate change. It's an absurd notion. Mike Rivero went through the facts on that in a fairly detailed yet broad brush rant a few days ago, which was great, very informative. It's bad science. And things get stranger and stranger all the time. Hundreds arrested for $900 million worth of healthcare fraud. That's an interesting story. Touch on that in a minute. And suspect in British lawmakers killing is said to have neo-Nazi ties. That was an interesting story a few days ago. But how come? And has intelligence connections. Why haven't we heard about that? But you know, one of the most disturbing stories that I wanted to touch on was the Newsweek story. Robots may pay taxes under European proposals. That's a Newsweek story published today. Robots in Europe may soon be given legal rights. Speaking of technocracy and the push toward transhumanism, you know, people, it's not, is it real? I don't know. Yeah, it's here. It's knocking on our door. All of these sci-fi and postmodern apocalyptic and dystopic novels by Philip K. Dick that have become science fiction movie lore are now just becoming science fact. As quick as you can say, well, any one of those sound bites. So, very disturbing story, I would say. Think about it. You know, the iRobot scenario is on the horizon. I always think of, you know, scenes like Will Smith, the robots jumping on his body and saying, "You are experiencing an accident." And he's obviously objecting. So that's an interesting story. Robots in Europe may soon be given legal rights and considered electronic persons. This is a Newsweek story published today. Again, the headline, Robots May Pay Taxes Under European Proposals. I've been trying to tell people for years, you know, as we are plunged into a service-based economy all around the world, because technology is replacing production and technocrats are pushing for that new international economic order, as Patrick Wood has been telling people, sounding the alarm, that new international economic order is unfolding before our eyes as capitalism crumbles, so to speak. As really the price model, it, you know, in all its various iterations crumbles, the technocrats' new international economic order emerges. And again, Jeremy Rifkin's book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society, is a good, you know, kind of treatise on the subject, I would say. And there are harbingers all around us. This story, Robots Pay Taxes, May Pay Taxes Under European Proposals, is one of those stories. So, you know, where can people hide in what's coming? So a zero marginal cost society, when you think about it in simple terms, just means we've made it. I mentioned the hamburger story recently about, or the cow story, how technology is going to obsolete cows because cow flatulence is going to, you know, it will doom the planet. Not really, but so technology is going to replace the cow. They're going to 3D print cows and, you know, we'll 3D print hamburgers and all that kind of stuff. I'm oversimplifying, of course. That was a story last year in May. That's a story this year in May. Last year it was, I think, Washington Post. This year it's NPR. First hamburger made in a lab cost $325,000. Now they've got that down 80%. They plan to get it down 80% more from there. Eventually, zero marginal cost hamburger. You know, we're already printing them. It doesn't cost us anything, and so we don't have to have cows involved. And we write the software one time, it's already written. Sure, it costs us $1 trillion to write it the first time, but, and so somehow in the technocrat mind, they believe that they are moving toward a zero marginal cost society, even though really, in reality, there is sort of an effect, like, you know, similar to the Paperwork Reduction Act, or the National Paper Reduction Act, which at least tripled the amount of paper, the Paperwork Reduction Act of 1980 created a significant amount of more paperwork, essentially. Anyway, so that's happening, but the technocrats are repelled by that concept mentally, and they stick to their zero marginal cost concept. And what goes away is labor, largely, the cost of labor. Technology is replacing labor, obviously, and so the worker doesn't get paid in that scenario, which means what? And then eventually, the technocrats have a monopoly on everything production related. So that's a frightening thought. And then, of course, service as well, because technology will obsolete people on service in a very short order. And that's already happening. There's a story that I saw earlier today, actually, about the robots being experimented with in a medical office in a secretary capacity. And they won't be long before they're used in a more technical capacity, if you follow me. So, you know, there's an article on mayoclinic.org, robotic assisted surgery. And so as artificial intelligence comes online, that's going to be a developing story. And so there are a number of stories, not to get off on that tangent, but, you know, if you just do a search for robots used in medical office, for example, or anything related, InfiniGeek has a story, for example, five amazing ways that robots are being used in medicine. The story opens, the five ways to train doctors. Number one, at some point, young med students have to get their noses out of the books, turn loose, etc. Robots are being used to help train doctors on a wide range of medical treatments and surgical techniques to help minimize the risk, also giving them education to diagnose disease, perform surgeries. As I said, and the Da Vinci surgical robot is one of the pieces of technology mentioned there to rehabilitate patients, to restore lost limbs and other body parts, of course, which is very weird. Terminator arm is world's most advanced prosthetic limb, is a story there. So this is not a new discussion and not a discussion that'll go away. So back to the Newsweek story, just to kind of bang through that real fast. Robots may pay taxes under European proposals, a disturbing story. Robots in Europe may soon be given legal rights and considered electronic persons, following a draft report from the European Parliament. A report that's linked, by the way, that everyone should read. Very, very disturbing stuff. Following a draft report from the European Parliament that aims to address the rise of automated workers. That's what they're being called, automated workers. Under the plans, bosses would be required to pay Social Security on their robot workers' behalf. What happens to the... And that's bizarre, you know? So is there a push for a one-world government Social Security, European Parliament talking about, I mean, can you see the coalescence? It's pretty obvious. Social Security, unbelievable. Anyway, without getting off on all of those sound bites. So what happens to the funds that are paid into specious currency that's paid into the Social Security fund? As well as, so under the plans, bosses would be required to pay Social Security on their robot workers' behalf, as well as adhere to new taxation rules and legal liability frameworks. Humankind stands on the threshold of an era when ever more sophisticated robots, bots, androids, and other manifestations of artificial intelligence seem poised to unleash a new industrial revolution, which is likely to leave no stratum of society untouched, the report stated. It's vitally important for the legislature to consider all its implications. Dark stuff, frightening stuff. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations.
country European proposals. Continuing. Actually. Yeah. Let's just give you the video from the Newsweek story, then we'll talk about the story a little bit. See if that works. Shall we?
Atlas White Europe will be getting rid of the headquarters jam in its next biathlon, which is due to be launched in September. And while that's still many months away, people are getting pretty heated about this online and getting pretty angry too about what it seems like a controversial move. But don't worry, because both people are wrong and Atlas right. Here's why. Many people are arguing the reason Apple is moving the 3.5mm headphone jack from its iPhone is just to make the phone thinner. But that's just not the case. If that was the case, then you could do it without moving it.
That's the wrong video. We'll come back to that. So, robots in Europe may soon be given legal rights. This is unbelievable. You know, if you follow what Patrick Wood has said over at Technocracy News, technocracy.news, then you know that this is on the horizon. There's a huge push for this. Remember the 2006 documentary, Technocalypse, from which so many quotes like the Richard Seed excerpt are drawn? That was 10 years ago now, and we're on the brink of that. So I was asked yesterday what I thought the timeline for the blue helmets to be brought in, you know, what's poised to take our place on the global stage as the policemen of the whole world, so to speak. And I said that's why I mentioned RL33627, the Congressional Research Service report titled NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance, because that report speaks to that in obviously kind of a somewhat misleading way, you know, not to fully reveal the agenda, but it touches on that information. So I said within 10 to 15 years I would expect to see that transition take place. We'll talk more about that, the robot story, and more when we come back. Second hour coming up right after this short break. Stick around. Bye bye.
Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust?
Hi, my name is Chris.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.